Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Wow.
Do you think you'll ever get yourself a beard?
I can barely grow armpit hair.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Oh.
106.5 The End.
So Katie was talking to us off the air that we as a society need to make a decision about something. How many feet away someone can be to hold the door for them?
Because, and this isn't for the door holder, this is for the person having the door held for them. If I'm too far away and you hold the door for me, now it's this weird thing where I can see you're doing me a favor and I don't want to put you out and have you just stand there. But also, I don't know if I'm supposed to be looking at you while or we're supposed to talk to each other. And then I start feeling awkward and everybody does this. You start kind of picking up your walk and do a little like speed walk,
right,
slight
yeah.
jog. Mm-hmm. I think just as a society, like Rain said, if a person is a certain number of feet away, as the world, we just don't hold the door open for them. And we don't see it as a rude thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we are on two different paths.
Don't you think, though, that it can't be a blanket rule? Because sometimes somebody, like, let's say I'm walking in and behind me, but probably a little too far behind me, is a mother holding a baby and pushing a stroller.
If it is a situation where you are holding the door open for the person because they otherwise might not be able to open the door themselves or they would struggle to do so, that's a totally different story. Let's take that off the table. We are talking about two empty-handed, able-bodied human beings.
True blue American, right. Mom-pa, homemade door people.
Right.
So instead of doing feet, what if you did seconds?
No.
Everybody's seconds are different.
It's got to be distance. Because, you know, some people have tiny legs.
And I do. It takes them longer.
Because obviously, if you're trying to hustle along, you're doing it more for time. Mm. Like, I don't want to have you continue to wait much longer while you're holding the door.
No, it's got to be feet. Okay. All right. So then let's do this.
I'm going to just say 6 feet.
Six feet?
Yes.
The distance of me?
Anybody? Stand up.
No, hold on. I'll lay down.
Okay.
That's better. So here's the door.
Okay.
Okay.
Now look, I'm laying down.
All right.
I'll put my feet on the door.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so anybody beyond my head, you're not holding the door for them?
That's not very far.
That's what a jerk move.
Yeah, okay. Because the door might as well slam in that person's face.
Okay.
6 feet
okay.
is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Okay.
You're going to get laughed out of court.
Yeah.
Okay. 9 feet.
Okay, now we might be getting
better.
A little bit. Because 9 feet, that's like from the door, my head came to here. So it's like maybe to like this point.
Can't
I mean,
even
it's
that
still
seems
really close.
Sure.
What
do you guys think?
I think 30 feet.
30
feet's pretty long.
What? I'm going to say no more than 15 feet.
You are kind of getting stingy with your door holding then.
I don't think I am.
Think about how many people are going to be coming up. Because that is eye contact distance. If I can make solid eye contact with you, you got to hold the door for me.
Okay, someone texted in at 73389. If the door can fully close by itself,
oh, that's
before
good.
The person behind you can get to the door, then they're too far away.
That okay.
I like that.
I like that. If we're gonna do no, if we're not gonna do feet, we're gonna do time.
Okay.
So if the door closes, am I allowed to, like, if I misjudge, can I shut the door
no.
on the person?
No.
Someone else texted in 20 feet and no eye contact. If you don't make eye contact with the person behind you, then you can play it off like you didn't see them.
Like, if somebody's far away, but you make eye contact, and then suddenly that is some sort of blood contract that means that now I have to hold the door open for you.
Do we change the rule based on gender? Since you get very mad at me if I don't hold the door for you.
Great question.
No, we don't. Because
wow! This is a new development.
Okay, because equality.
Okay.
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 And... the rules still apply for just common human decency. If somebody's right behind you, male or female, hold the door open for him. Don't be a douche.
Here's a great question. Holding the door open and a bunch of people, are you obligated to stand there and hold the door open for all those people?
Yeah.
Or can you just, see, I just think it's more of a handoff.
And let's add on top of it, if someone is holding your door, please say thank you.
100%.
Please, just, it takes no effort to do that. Just say thank you. It's so many times, especially in public places, when you don't know people, you hold the door and just walk right in. Even
now,
without eye contact and no thank you or anything.
That is where I insist on eye contact and saying thank you.
Okay. So here's what I'm taking away from this conversation.
Okay.
New rules for holding the door.
Okay.
We have established nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.